Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Wilbert with Georgia Opinion Surveys. How are you? We're actually conducting a quick survey and a voluntary opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind to help me out there?
Yes.
Excellent. So remember, this is voluntary, sir. Are you speaking to a named person of the list? Like your first name, please?
Lawrence.
Is your first name Lawrence Patterson or Smith?
Smith.
Smith, right? Okay, thank you. And I know it's still like a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm voting.
You're voting. Definitely vote, right?
Yes.
Great. Now, just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race?
Why?
This is just for a better sample.
African American.
Thank you very much. And what is your age? I have here 60. I'm not sure if that's correct.
No, 62.
62, right. Thank you very much. Let me fix that. I thank you for your patience so far. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Liberal. What are you saying?
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Oh, okay. Liberal.
Okay.
Very,
right? Okay, great. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Is that
very satisfied?
Very satisfied. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, okay? So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. And you can use any number between 0 and 10 for every phrase, okay? So the first one is fighting inflation and improving the economy. Do you think that's not important, somewhat important, or most important?
Important.
Very important?
Very important.
Okay, so that's a 10. Remember, you could use numbers from 1 to 10, okay? Addressing immigration and border security. Is that like not important
10.
At all, somewhat important, or most important?
10.
10, okay. And legalizing marijuana, do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
5.
5, right? Okay.
Yes.
Addressing foreign affairs like the war and Ukraine, in Ukraine?
10.
10, right? Okay, very important. And combating climate change and protecting the environment.
10,
right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So far, we're almost done. Thank you for your patience. We're at 35%. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Do you
10.
Strongly approve, disapprove,
10.
Or somewhat approve?
10.
Okay, right here, you could answer if you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove,
strongly
or
approve.
Strongly disapprove. Strongly approve.
Strongly
right? Thank
approve.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Great. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, okay? Now, if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just please say so. Now, Republicans in Congress, do you think that's a 0, maybe a 50, or a 100, depending on how you feel towards them?
0.
Okay. Thank you. And the American Medical Association.
What is the question?
The American Medical Association, or AMA, do you think that's a 0, 50, or a 100? Like, how do you feel towards them?
Oh, 100.
100. Thank you. And how do you feel towards Donald Trump? You could use a 0, a 50, or a 100.
Zero.
Zero? Okay.
Zero.
And Joe Biden, would you use a 0, which means very cold, 50, that means nothing in particular, warm or cold, or 100, which means that you feel very warm?
100.
100 for Joe Biden. And the tobacco industry, do you feel like very cold, warm, or nothing at all?
Zero.
Zero, right?
Yeah, nothing at all.
Thank you very much for your patience. Great. Now, I want to read you a list of properties, of priorities, sorry, that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on, okay? So use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10, okay? Now, the first would be regulating marijuana. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
5.
5, right? Thank you very much. And authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes. Do you think that's not important at all, somewhat important, or most important?
5.
5, right? Thank you. Restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages. Do you think that's not important, somewhat important, or most important?
Somewhat important.
Somewhat important, right? Okay, that would be a 5. Thank you so much. We're at 53%. We're almost done. You're being awesome. Now, is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? If you support, oppose, and is that strongly support, oppose, or just somewhat oppose or oppose, okay? So do you strongly support or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, okay, thank you. Now, and do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly oppose, strongly support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose. Thank you very much. We're almost done here. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm, to your own community? Do you much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Thank you. We are at 57%. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Should that be a top priority, or other issues are more important right now? What do you choose?
Other issues.
Other issues are more priority, right? Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? So do you think prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive? Now, there's also another option, which is harm reduction and approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful, smoke-free tobacco products. Which one do you choose?
I think, say that, what's that,
Okay, there's also
no ban. I don't want to ban. They all make up their own minds.
Prohibition or harm reducing?
Prohibit.
Prohibit, right? Okay. Great. Now, I like to read some of the things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, label cigars, and virtual, all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? Are you very, like, concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening, okay? So the first one is an immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across a country that helps no fund government programs like Medicaid, you know, and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Does that get you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not at all, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Now, the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Do you think that's very concerning, somewhat concerning, not very concerning, or not at all concerning?
Not at all concerning.
Thank you very much. We're almost done, and thanks for your patience. Deregulation of these products and less accountability and visibility in the industry in general, making it harder to track the and regulate these products. Do you think that's very concerning, somewhat concerning, not very concerning, or not at all concerning?
Not at all concerning.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, I'm going to read you some last statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where you know 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement, and 0 means you do not agree at all with that statement, okay? You could choose any number from 0 to 10, remember. So America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. So this disparity between minority and white population occurs because some police officers and legal officials use tribal laws, you know, such as marijuana possessions, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. So banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. So do you not agree at all? Do you somewhat agree or strongly disagree?
Don't agree.
Don't agree, right? So that's a 0. And the next one is our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking and our current policies, you know, of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. So underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and, you know, like larger scales, public health campaigns and on dangerous of smoking are working. So we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. We're almost done here. So prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol. It failed with marijuana. So prohibition doesn't like prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. So these types of drugs traits are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. So banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do you not agree with that statement? Somewhat agree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here. We're at 73%. We're almost done. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. Is it already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21? So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Are you strongly supporting this, somewhat supporting, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed for that?
You said selling cigarettes to folks under 21?
Anyone under the age of 21, yes.
Yeah, I'm opposed to that.
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, and do you support or oppose ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat opposed, right? Let me go back. Somewhat opposed. Thank you very much. We're at 76%. We're almost done. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Do you think it's much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat much more harm, or much more harm?
Much more harm.
Okay, great. Now, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact in your decision of who to vote for? So do you much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
Have no impact.
Have no impact. Okay, thank you. We are at 78% now. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, like heat, not burn tobacco products? Yes or no?
I haven't done anything like that in 20 years.
Okay.
No.
What about wine?
No.
No. And liquor or spirits?
No.
Thank you. And e-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as drip or chew?
No.
Thank you. Pipe tobacco?
None.
Oral nicotine pouches?
None.
Cigarettes?
No.
Beer?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
And what about soda pop?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. We're almost done here. Thank you. We're at 91%. I just need like two more minutes. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? You could choose 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate. You could choose some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate,
some college.
Like master's. Some college, right?
Some college, yeah.
Great. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you very much. Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Well, we got older.
Older, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But not younger. Okay, so which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working.
Working class, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and last but not least, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
That applies to respondent? No, right? Okay. Great. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, right? Okay, yeah. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No, right?
No.
Okay, great. This concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your patience, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Your opinion is very important, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.